I've said, look, we are not a kangaroo court society. We have good governance. America, the greatest nation on earth. Countries like Canada, UK, etc. We need to put these people under oath in proper public inquiries and investigate. And if we show, if proper inquiries show that their actions were reckless, negligent, dangerous, that they caused people to commit suicide, that they caused the loss of life by their policies, we need to find them. We need to take all of their money. We need criminal prosecutions. This is not a simple mea culpa because lives were lost. So the fact of the matter is that everything that they told us, every single thing that the CDC, NIH, Pfizer, Moderna, FDA, were lies. You can't put it together in any kind of coherent explanation that anything made sense. But we went along each step of the way informing the public. And as you said, we were canceled, we were attacked, smeared, we were vilified. But we have been proven, you, Alex, from day one, if people go back from the beginning of this pandemic and what you were saying and who you had on, you are now being proven, you are vindicated. Because sadly, we don't want to win this kind of argument, but sadly, we were correct. We were correct when we said that everything was wrong.
And Doctor, let me stop you because I want you to start over. This is so important. It's not about us saying we were right, as you're saying. It's that they're going to try it again and they need to be punished. So as patriots and hardworking people, we don't like to crow about how we're right. We like to kind of just move on, but we can't move on. They've got to be sued. They've got to be prosecuted. And we've got to keep pointing out to everybody we were right, or this same criminal, multinational, big pharma, medical tyranny, UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates operation is getting loaded and ready to run a whole new attack very soon. Well, I was really impressed with him a few weeks ago when he brought his wonderful family to visit with us while he was on air, Dr. Paul E. Alexander, PhD. He is a former professor at McMaster University in evidence-based medicine, a former COVID pandemic evidence synthesis advisor to the WHO in Washington, D.C., and he also worked at Health and Human Services and advised the White House and witnessed this whole train wreck. I'm going to go over his whole bio, but how he worked with the WHO and more, but he has been dead on exposing what really happened. And now the Pfizer spokeswoman, Jay Small, admitted, as you know, earlier this week in hearings that indeed it does not protect you and that they did not know it would protect you and they lied to the public and told you it would protect you. I've already played these clips a bunch. We've already played the compilations of them lying to us, including Biden saying, get the shot, you're protected. But I want to get Dr. Alexander's response to how big a deal this is and how this is sending shockwaves that I'm seeing and what he's seeing. And also the numbers we're seeing, almost no one now is taking the new so-called COVID booster and any other big developments. So Dr. Alexander, drpaulalexander.com, drpaulalexander.com, we really appreciate your courage. You're one of the early people to expose this. And so just give us an update and your view on what's unfolding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show and the work that you do, bringing the truth to the people. So let me get straight to the point. The reality about it is that, as you said, we have parents right now that almost minimally are taking the boosters and taking the shots for their children, because parents have clued in and have listened to McCullough, listened to myself, listened to Dr. Harvey Reich, where we warned against the children with almost zero risk for severe outcomes from COVID. They're not candidates, healthy children. And we found that not one healthy child in America has died from COVID after infection, not one. And that's the data across the pandemic. Now, this revelation by Pfizer yesterday, its executive, is shocking. Well, we knew it by looking at the data and what was happening around us in populations across the world, that this COVID gene injection early out of the gate by around mid of 2021 last year was not stopping infection in the vaccinated, was not stopping replication in the airways, and was not stopping transmission. This is very serious because the basis for the mandates for throwing people out of the U.S. military, for throwing police out of the police services, for firing nurses, was because they decided to exercise their natural immunity. They were COVID recovered, yet governments, business places, agencies decided to fire people because they said you must, it was a mandate, that you, by you taking the vaccine, you would protect the larger society. But now we know that even Pfizer knew that this vaccine, this COVID gene injection, was not stopping transmission. So it was a lie. I'll be as straightforward as I can. Pfizer, Moderna, etc., the FDA, United States, top regulatory agency, lied. They lied to the people by approving these COVID gene injections. But importantly, none of the mandates were needed. So all of those schools, universities, businesses, where business owners committed suicide because they had to close their business because employees chose not to be mandated with the shot. They couldn't staff. They had to close and their business was lost. Many people ended their lives because of the mandate, because of what the government did. So these people need to be held account. Pfizer needs, Moderna needs, the executives, Bola, Bansal. They need to be held under proper questioning and full accountability because it was not. This is not a simple mea culpa. You cannot just say now, oh, doesn't stop transmission. You caused a lot of debt by the policies, the mandate policies that people are still today fighting in courtrooms. So I think this is so shocking. We saw it epidemiologically. But for this Pfizer executive to say it under oath in that hearing is a stunning development. And we cannot not talk about this situation. We have to bring it out.
Well, Dr. Alexander, I mean, I'll tell you what I think is exciting, whether it's Congress here, the House, the Senate, or whether it's the European Union Parliament, or whether it's the Brazilian government or Eastern, all over, really smart scientists and really smart leaders are saying, this is criminal. We need to criminally go after them. This isn't, oh, they messed up. Oh, we need to have some payments here. These people need to be investigated, need to go to prison. They knew what they were doing.
I agree with you fully. I've called for that over and over. I've said, look, we are not a kangaroo court society. We have good governance. America, the greatest nation on earth. Countries like Canada, UK, etc. We need to put these people under oath in proper public inquiries and investigate. And if we show, if proper inquiries show that their actions were reckless, negligent, dangerous, that they caused people to commit suicide, that they caused the loss of life by their policies, we need to find them. We need to take all of their money. We need criminal prosecutions. This is not a simple mea culpa because lives were lost. You need to understand something. When I was in the Trump administration, we were getting data coming up from the states where parents were taking their children to the ER with broken limbs. Those parents were locked down and locked away from work, and they were physically abusing each other. They were abusing their children. Children were sexually abused in the school closures and escaped being recognized because schools were closed. There was so much wrong. So many children committed suicide. So many business owners and laid off people for lies. They lied because every COVID lockdown, every school closure, every vaccine mandate, we looked at the science, every single one failed. Nothing worked, including this gene injection that they brought. It has failed, and the Omicron variant today is largely resistant. This vaccine, this gene injection, must stop. It does not work, does not protect the upper areas, and now with this new bivalent booster, it's actually showing already it is ineffective. This is a catastrophe that has happened, and we need to stand up as people. And people like you, Alex, I have to say, I give superb credit to, because you have started in the fight, you've not wavered, because you are trying to help the health and the well-being of the public. And I thank you for that, for showcasing people like me, people like McCullough, etc., when we come on to your show. It is very important that you keep talking and bring it to the population. People need accurate, proper information because they're not getting it from CDC. They're not getting it from NIH. The FDA has failed the society as a regulator.
Well, let's talk about doubling down when we come back. They're doubling down on funding more bat research under Fauci, a reward for what he did, him and Daszak. They are doubling down with more boosters, the FDA saying it's good for five and up, even though all their own panels have told them don't do it, resigned over and over again. What do we need to do to stop these criminals? Because it's only the U.S. is giving it to little kids, as you know, and 6 months up. I mean, why is the U.S. the dumping ground for this when they even admit it doesn't work and makes you sick? We'll be right back with Dr. Alexander straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. His site is DrPaulAlexander.com. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. Dr. Paul E. Alexander, who worked and advised the Trump White House on COVID response, was a fly on the wall and witnessed it all and spoke out early about his concerns. Now here we are with all of it coming out. It's insane. The blood clots, the deaths, the illnesses, the erasing of the immune systems, the mask, absolutely traumatizing children, annihilating their development. How would you describe the process that's been carried out? And now, Big Pharma, we know, was behind it, I believe, premeditated. You give us your view, sir. But just the fact that they're doubling down now only exacerbates the severity of their crimes, in my view.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. And, you know, you mentioned the word, your show is InfoWars, but we are actually in an InfoWar. This is a war of information where one side is trying to prevent us from speaking. And that's why I put out my Substack, Alexander COVID News. And the thing is, you had on, I believe, Dr. Lodapo and on this show, Joe Lodapo, the Surgeon General. I mean, think about it. They just produced a study showing that the vaccine, the gene injection, causes serious cardiac risk in particularly males. And he's been under attack by the media, by so-called scientists and doctors who are trying to vilify his work. But they are saying, oh, well, his study included small sample size. Well, Pfizer just got an EAU approved, emergency use authorization by FDA, for the bivalent booster that you mentioned earlier, based on 8 mice, not even human beings. 8 mice decided the vaccination status of 200 million Americans. Pfizer uses methodologies called immunobridging. They're talking about Lodapo's methodology. What about the immunobridging that they invented to approve these vaccines in children? This process where they just look at antibody levels in kids. The Pfizer trials and studies are junk, Moderna, pure garbage science. So they have no right going after people like Lodapo. But they come after me, McCullough, they come after Risch, Kuldoff, all of us who are trying to educate the public, because they have been flat wrong. Every single thing, Alex, in agreement with what you said earlier, all of the lockdowns, all of the school closures, all of the masking, the blue surgical mask that we use, the white cloth mask on our face, from the word go, we revealed all of the respiratory studies that showed for influenza, etc., even with this COVID virus, that it could not stop you from becoming infected or even transmitting. All of these masks, from the word go, when we were wearing these masks on the buses, when we went out in public, in the restaurants, I have to say it in the only way I could. because we wrote and we published. They were junk. They never worked. They never worked.
And when scientists like yourself tried to expose it, you got censored. I remember being in a grocery store in Florida on a short vacation 2 years ago, and it was all hysteria, and people screaming at me, put your mask on, even though there was no order at that time to do it. Think of the discrimination and the bullying that people that didn't want to take the experimental shot or wear the mask have gone through. I mean, this is the real discrimination that's going on.
Yes, and that's the point. That's why when this Pfizer executive has now stated that the vaccine does not stop transmit, or they didn't study it even, but we know it does not stop it, based on what has unfolded, all of the vaccinated people are becoming infected. In fact, not even infected, hospitalized. And now we are seeing data and we have reports of them becoming severely ill and some dying. So the fact of the matter is that everything that they told us, every single thing that the CDC, NIH, Pfizer, Moderna, FDA, were lies. You can't put it together in any kind of coherent explanation that anything made sense. But we went along each step of the way informing the public. And as you said, we were canceled, we were attacked, smeared, we were vilified. But we have been proven, you, Alex, from day one, if people go back from the beginning of this pandemic and what you were saying and who you had on, you are now being proven, you are vindicated. Because sadly, we don't want to win this kind of argument, but sadly, we were correct. We were correct when we said that everything was wrong.
And Doctor, let me stop you because I want you to start over. This is so important. It's not about us saying we were right, as you're saying. It's that they're going to try it again and they need to be punished. So as patriots and hardworking people, we don't like to crow about how we're right. We like to kind of just move on, but we can't move on. They've got to be sued. They've got to be prosecuted. And we've got to keep pointing out to everybody we were right, or this same criminal, multinational, big pharma, medical tyranny, UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates operation is getting loaded and ready to run a whole new attack very soon.
I agreed with you. And an example is this bivalent booster. They brought a booster based on a rodent model to try to vaccinate, and they're trying to vaccinate children. They were approved yesterday, I believe, for 5-year-olds. I mean, we have laid out the evidence and the science. Not one healthy child in the United States, not one healthy child in Sweden, in Germany, etc., has gotten COVID infection and gotten severely ill or died. If you bring forward a child that you say, this person, this individual got COVID and died, what Martin Makary, Johns Hopkins University epidemiologist, has stated, his group have studied the data. The fact of the matter is those children were severely ill. Those children had serious compromise. Those were not well people. So all of the science that the other side is putting out, let's say quote unquote CDC, it's always to mislead. It's always to deceive. And all the public wants is proper information, correct information.
I totally agree, Doctor. So you've been at advisory level at the White House, at Health and Human Services. What can Congress, what can governors, what can legislatures, what can we as citizens do to stop this war on our children? Is because, you know, many jurisdictions in California and New York and other areas are still trying to bully parents into taking these experimental shots for their children. This is a true crime against humanity. What can we do?
Well, I mean, one of the key issues is what you've been doing, people like yourself, and bringing us on and showcasing us. And when you speak, we have to keep arming the population with information and supporting them and let them know they're not insane, because that's what the governments, et cetera, and CDC and these alphabet agencies tried to make the population and parents think that you're insane for thinking, oh, my children don't really need those masks and they don't need those. No, you are not insane. Parents and the population have become very critical thinkers, and they need to remain so, and they need to double down, because these people won't stop. And the reality is we have elections in November. We need to vote every single one who did this to us. All of those who voted wrongfully, we need to look at their voting record. Republicans and Democrats, not just Democrats, any single person, vote them out, Congress and Senate, and let's get our government in order. And when Jim Jordan, I like Jim Jordan, I like Scalise, I like this Rand Paul, I like these people, I like a lot of things they say. I don't agree with everything. But when they talk about when we get back power, we will start them. I don't want to hear hearings. We have all of the information. And Jim, I'm talking to you. I know Jim, I met him in Congress. I'm talking to you. We don't want hearings. You have the science and the data already. We want people in a proper docket answering under oath, and we want them held accountable. That's where the American people have gotten to. No more of these congressional Senate House select committees and stuff. That's just a dog and pony show. We want action. We want action on the border. We want action on crime in this society. We want action for every single wrong thing that was done with COVID, because parents, grandparents died because of these policy decisions, this lockdown lunacy by Fauci and Birx. Their actions, whilst they work for President Trump, their actions killed people. We want them accountable. And Francis Collins, those three, we want to start with those three. Francis Collins, Tony Fauci, Deborah Birx. Bring them under oath separately and let us get to the bottom of this. Don't care who you are, at what level, you have to be accountable, because too many innocent people died needlessly in the society because they trusted. They trusted the FDA. They trusted the CDC. They trusted Fauci. They trusted the government, and the government lied.
They did. Stay there. Dr. Paul Alexander will be right back. Stay with us. All right. We're going to take your phone calls in the next hour. Those that are patiently holding, I appreciate you being there. But then Norm Pattis is going to pop in and lay out the travesty of justice that everybody needs to understand as a blueprint for everybody else. It just happened with this kangaroo court where the judge found me guilty, wouldn't let us put on evidence, and then they had a $1 billion judgment, which we're going to appeal. We'll be on for years as long as you support us. That's why the plaintiff's lawyers got up there and said, do not give him money. He's horrible. He's a bad person. Because they don't want us to appeal, because they know there's a very good chance. I mean, they're saying 100%. What they did has never before been done. If they don't, then we know that the whole system is even more corrupt than we thought, which may happen. I'm not backing down. I might be dead or put in prison by now, I thought. I mean, I never intended to even be alive this long. I want to live, but I've signed on for this. I signed on for this. And, you know, I guess you can say it's in my blood. I don't claim I'm a hero or anything, but, you know, a lot of my family, you know, highly decorated in the military, never made a big deal about it, but they didn't back down in a fight. And that was fighting overseas. Some cases, questionable situations, but they were still good people because they were Americans and they thought they were doing good. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes here in this country when the Republic is under total attack. And it's going to be, and I'm not trying to ingratiate myself. I'm not trying to butter him up. And I know great doctors like Dr. Alexander aren't like this, but we need to celebrate the moral courage of Dr. Alexander and Dr. Peter McCullough and the list go on and on, Dr. Wakefield, hundreds and hundreds of prominent people that came out and broke the back of this. And Joe Rogan, got their major heat and really did this. And this broadcast, we would still be under their tyranny. They would still be coming with forced injections if you hadn't stood up. So it's a real fight. But I think the theme, Dr. Alexander, who again worked inside the federal government and advise President Trump, is telling you is, it's not just vengeance or vindictiveness. It's not even justice to go after these folks. We've got to beat the drum for their investigation, their indictment, their imprisonment, because they are a biomedical tyranny. And we just saw EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, who bragged they cooked up very similar viruses to COVID-19, and we know it's man-made, getting a bunch more money. So these people are arrogant. And as Senator Paul has said, they are threatening civilization. These bioweapons are just as dangerous as nuclear weapons, in my view. So can you speak to that, Dr. Alexander? Tell folks about your Substack and then any other key points you'd like to impart to folks.
Sure. Well, again, my Substack, you could reach it, and it's for free. There's a $50 yearly fee if you want, but otherwise you can subscribe for free. It's Alexander space COVID space news. Alexander COVID news. Look, Rand Paul is a good guy. I respect his intelligence. I like his battle capability and what he's doing. But let me say it this way. You raise a very important topic here with this Daszak and they. You have a situation where they wrote a paper, Frank Barrick, for University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in 2015, with Menachary. That paper that was published in 2015 was the seminal paper. That paper laid out for us what they, imagine, they were telling us in 2015 what they were doing with this coronavirus. They were stitching together various viruses, portions of viruses, and creating these chimeric viruses. And they were trying to examine the spillover effect, whether they could create this zoonotic jump from animal to human where they could make the virus much more infectious and lethal. And they did. They told us in that 2015 paper that we just created a chimeric virus that we have no response to vaccine-wise. They said so. Vaccine doesn't work. Any of the antivirals, et cetera, does not work. And that this that we just created here, and they looked at it in vitro, that's in the test tube and the dish, and they even reported in vivo. That was in the animal studies. That paper by Manacheri is so critical. They told us this has pandemic potential, lethal pandemic potential to the world. Yet, nobody paid attention to the 50 paper. And from what Barrick and they did.
Dr. Alexander, stop right there. Your Skype has been great, but it broke up the last 10 seconds. You were getting into chimeric behaviors. Start over.
Yeah, well, what they did was they stitched together these viruses and they created a new virus. They were trying to examine a range of coronaviruses to see how they could make it more infectious and more lethal. Whether or not you tell me in the future, well, the military was involved because they were benevolent, I think the military is benevolent. And to me, it would be, I'd be hard pressed to agree with you that the military should not have been looking at this. Because if Soviet Union at that point in the Cold War, if China, etc., were developing biological weapons, we needed to know what they were doing and how we could react from an antidote point of view. So even if you told me it was going on below the table, I would even be willing in some way to accept that because the military is there to protect the society and the homeland. However, it was when Francis Collins, Fauci, Barrick, Daszak from EcoHealth, Barrick from North Carolina, when these people got involved, something seemed to have gone wrong there. Whether it was because it became a money-making issue, or they lost control of what they were doing, or they were just power-drunk people thinking they could create Frankenstein viruses, but they did. That paper in 2015 told us, they told us, we just created coronavirus that is lethal, that has no vaccine response, no antiviral response. We just created it in 2015. So when these people talk about this started to spread in February 2020, I'm telling you, we're already seeing data that's showing us information. We could go back to December 2019, September 2019, June 2019. We are even beginning to hear whispers now. This was around in 2018. I am arguing it was. Something devastating happened. We need Francis Collins and Fauci under oath because they created a devastating monster with a bunch of poison pills. We don't even know what's coming down the line. And they're trying to force this vaccine that does not work. And I want to tell the public it as simple as I can. We actually knew that as long as from day one, if we would have strongly, properly protected the high-risk vulnerable elderly in our society, we had early treatments, we had prophylaxis treatments, we knew of vitamin D and its role. If we would have protected them in the nursing home properly, double down, triple down protections, and let the rest of society, it's the only way that you could tame a pandemic like this, because this vaccine failed out of the gate. We should have allowed the society to naturally, harmlessly live lives, the healthy and the well, and confront the pathogen. We have become naturally immune, develop natural immunity properly.
And even mainline scientists like yourself warn, giving people experimental shots during a pandemic could soup it up and create worse versions, which it did, but finally enough people naturally got it to stop it. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We really appreciate and we appreciate you visiting us in the studio a few weeks ago. God bless you.
Alex, you are a hero of mine. You cannot stop. I agree with everything that you're saying. Please go forward.
God bless you, sir. We're going to go to break, come back, take phone calls for 15 minutes. Then Norm Pattis is going to come on, and he's going to host for two segments. I'm going to go do Newsmax. It's important I do these. So I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm exhausted, but I'm here, and I'll be here live tomorrow as well, and I appreciate you all and your support. It means a lot to me, and I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight. I hate coming to you and asking for support, but I've got to pay 40% of legal bills. I don't have the money. I'm running out of money. So SaveInfoWars.com to make donations, $5, $10, $100, give, send, go, whatever you can do, SaveInfoWars.com. Thank you so much. But the big thing is just go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're in reorganization bankruptcy. We're going to continue on. They'll have a plan for us. We're profit. We'll be paid to these people in the future. Not much profit here, but whatever. And we will just continue on, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard the Democrats at the press conference yesterday say, don't give him money. Don't buy his products. We're going to shut him down. No, they know we've got 2 years of appeals. They can't stand that. So, yeah. And then I can do shows everywhere. And I'm going to keep doing the show here. And I'm going to keep the crew employed probably forever, unless there's a nuclear war. But I'm 6 months behind on this, and I haven't announced it yet. Hell, I'm 8 months behind. I actually planned to have it launched by last December, but I've been so busy. I'm going to start doing whole other shows, folks, on other platforms. And we've had a lot of big offers, a lot of big deals, and we've just going to leave it at that. But they're not shutting jack squat off. And so they want to try to shut me up. Ain't happening. And I'm doing dozens of interviews a day. I didn't even used to do them because I got too exhausted. I'm just plowing through it. I'm doing it. So please pray for my strength. I need your prayer. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com, the biggest sale of the year. It's the last sale, 50% off, but on top of it, 10% off on checkout with 1776 promo code, 1776, InfoWarsStore.com, X3, back in stock, incredible. Vitamin Refusion, amazing, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free, 888-253-3139 and 1776coin.com. I am nothing but thankful to the viewers and listeners of InfoWars in the last 28 years. Together, we have undoubtedly changed the world. And now we see populist, anti-New World Order candidates being elected and battling the globalists all over the world. And we see leading in the polls in Australia and Canada and so many other nations, individuals that are speaking out against Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the New World Order depopulation agenda. Really, InfoWars' main original mission to expose the globalist operation has succeeded. Now, we tried to stop them actually launching it, but our main goal was to expose their operation, and we were successful at that. That means it's going to be very, very hard for them to carry out the rest of their operations now, the complete collapse and depopulation. This is big stuff we're talking about. It's really hard for me to believe we're in this position, that we've got the number one book in the world, War for the World, The Great Reset, exposing the New World Order, that InfoWars reaches tens of millions of people a day. But that said, we're in this paradox where the Democratic Party and the Deep State are attacking us and coming after us, and if we don't get your financial support, we'll no longer be on air. Plus, we have the products you need to boost your immune system and lead a healthier, better, happier life. So it really is a 360 win if you'll simply take action and visit InfoWarsStore.com. You've done it in the past, and I thank you and I appreciate you. It funds the InfoWar, and it makes your life healthier and better. So don't procrastinate. So many of the great products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock, and they're all 40 to 50% off across the board in the biggest sale of 2022 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale right now. And the biggest one has been sold out for a long time, and it's so popular, and that's X3 that is the missing link in so many people's health. X3 back in stock.